What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.
Shot Auckland Art Gallery. I strongly suggest you get an annual membership. It's pretty cheap and you get into all the paid exhibitions. They've got some really good stuff on there at the moment. But on to this guest selection feature. Welcome to the BFM studio, Michaela.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Now, you're volunteering up at BFM at the moment. I've roped you into the studio. You're out on front desk doing some sort of like reception-y stuff. Been volunteering at BFM for a few months now?
A few weeks. Yeah. And then had COVID in between that. So like I'm super fresh.
How was your COVID?
First time getting it wasn't horrendously bad, but also would absolutely not recommend it to anyone. Unsubscribe.
Lots of people. I mean, I had it was a lot milder than I thought recently as well. It was a lot milder than I thought it was going to be. But I mean, there was 2 days there where I definitely felt like a piece of crap.
Yeah, it was just like long recovery for me. It was like not so bad, but then actually that's a lie. For the first night, I was like vomiting for 5 hours. So that's like, but I think maybe I had like food poisoning at the same time.
Combo.
I'm not sure.
Yes. Oh man, all in one.
Yeah.
Now, you've got just a bit of background on you. I just learned off air that you have done a radio broadcasting course in a previous life and done a bit of work and then also done some time at Mainz.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So a musical passion.
Definite musical passion. Look me up, Michaela Cougar on Spotify or Bandcamp or wherever.
Have you been in and played Fancy New Band? Was the band under your name?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
So
how long ago was that? When was that?
Oh, that was like 2019, just before I released my EP. Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Now we're going to get into a bit of a musical guest selection. What would you like to play first and why?
I think we'll go with Radio Silence by Zella Day. I just, there's a lot of things I love about it. Maybe should we play it first and then I'll
talk
rant
about it
after, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Where your friends would all skip class and get high. You're rolling up the windows. Now you're pouring me wine in your jacuzzi. You want your sex more like the movies. So I bought a book on Kama Sutra to get you screaming. Calm down. could this happen to me? I happen to be strong, but I couldn't see it was happening to me all along. Oh, my body, can you feel it? I've been trying to keep this secret down.
Zella Day, Radio Silence, as selected by Michaela. Why do you love that song?
It's actually about the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. That's obviously so relevant, but there's so many things I love about it, like her songwriting. It's not quite on the nose, but I'm a songwriter myself, so it's like I like when there's... You have to like dig deeper mm-hmm. when you listen to lyrics, and you have to listen again, and then over time it's like a journey with the song. Mm-hmm. But that pre-chorus is like my favorite. It's like part of the song because it's like I love when songs feel euphoric but also extremely sad, and I think mm-hmm. that's what she's done in that pre-chorus. Mm. It's so cool.
Nice one. What would you like to play next?
Alanis Morissette.
Straight to the top?
Yeah.
90s icon?
Yeah, my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Should we just hit it?
Yeah.
Do I stress you out? My sweater is on backwards and inside out, and you say how appropriate. I don't want to dissect everything today. I don't mean to pick you apart, you see, but I can't help it. And there I go, jumping before the gunshot has gone off. Slap me with the splinter. And all strung out, I'm consumed by the chill of solitary. I'm like Estella, I like to reel it in and then spit it out. I'm frustrated by your apathy, and I am frightened by the corrupted eyes of this land. If only I could meet the maker. And I am fascinated by the spirit. I'm humble by his humble nature. Yeah.
petrified of silence. Here, can you handle this? Did you think about your bills, your ex, your deadlines, or when you think you're gonna die? Or did you long for the next distraction?
Alanis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Top favorite artist of all eternity ever to exist.
She's your number one all time.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Or number one all time. Love her so much. Her mm-hmm. lyrics are just like, she's just like unapologetically angry. It's like, why? And especially at the time when she came out with that album, it's like, wasn't so. It was like a feminist movement without her even trying to do that. You know what I mean? And like her lyrics are just so, I don't know, next level. Just like talking about things people only think about in their head. And she's somehow put it into words mm-hmm. and put it out there. And it's like, I don't know. I really love it.
Nice. Now, yeah. What would you like to play next?
What do we have again?
We've got some Pissed Idiots.
Yep. Yeah, let's play that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. We'll be right back. just saying to Michaela, I feel like I've seen the pissed idiot's name around, and you were just saying you've got a hoodie, and yeah, so you're wearing it around the office.
That I wore last week. Yeah.
Here we go. I like that song. It was good ass.
Yeah, it's cool, eh? It's like that. He must have like had a wrecked voice after that, unless he's like learnt some proper screamo technique. Mm-hmm. But I just love how you can just feel his like passion behind those words. Yeah, I feel like when you're a songwriter, everyone's like, you can be more creative than use a swear word. But he just went straight for gold, like in the chorus, and that's all the chorus was. And I was like, cool, I like that.
Well, where did you find out about the Pissed Idiots?
I can't remember. I think I just stumbled across it. Like, you go rabbit hole kind of YouTube situation. And
thanks,
then,
internet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rad. Okay, what would you like to play next?
How many do we have left? Oh,
we've got
two.
Arlo Parks or Soccer Mummy.
Yep, we'll go with Soccer Mummy.
Okay.
Cool.
Computer, work.
Down.
set of texts through to 53395 saying, God, I love Soccer Mummy.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. I feel you. I like that song because it's like, it's about mental health and she's just so open and vulnerable with it. And it's like got like a bit of a 90s feel, I feel like, to it. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm influenced too by the video. If you haven't seen the video to that, watch it because it's pretty cool. They're like skateboarding down like empty, like a water park, like down empty like water slides. It's pretty cool.
Sounds fast. Are they going fast?
I don't know. Nah. It's just like snippets. Oh, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Watch it.
Okay. All right. Now, cool. hey, Michaela, thanks for being our special guest selector this evening.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thanks for having me.
What would you like to finish with?
It's Kohler by Arlo Parks.
Okay. Cool.
To my own devices. It's better when your Coca-Cola eyes are out of my face. I checked your phone and no surprises. She's grinning from ear to ear in purple lace. So take your
very tasty, Michaela. All right, now's the opportunity to give your band a little plug.
Yeah, so I am Michaela Cougar. Look it up. This next song is off my last EP. It's called Lucky Stars. and have fun listening to it.
Oh, hang on. I'll start it from the start. Stand by, everyone. All right. Best place to find it?
Spotify, I guess. Okay. But right. On all platforms.
Have you got like little Bandcamp and
Bandcamp, or Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube, mm-hmm. all of them.
Okay. Sweet. And just keep an eye out for some new music if you like this.
Yeah. Have a listen out because I'm going to release something else soon. So, yeah.
Excellent. Thanks, Michaela.
Thank you.
Discovering sight. Let's count my lucky stars. Count my lucky stars. Count my lucky stars. Count my lucky stars. Let's count my lucky stars. Count my lucky stars. Count my lucky stars.
Cooking, supported by Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.